Hello, friends. This is Simon Flexner, welcoming you to another edition of Taxidermy in 2 minutes. Last time, we discovered that it's imperative for the animal you're taxiderming to be either completely dead or heavily sedated. Well, today we'll learn how to take that critter, now that it's quite still, and gut it. Then we'll restuff it with a substance that'll keep it from stinking up the whole house. First of all, let's get that teddy bear we've been working on and hold it up to the light to make sure it's not moving.
Now, here it is. Now, if your tools are where they belong, pick up the right-handmost knife, that's the stencil cutter, and make an incision in the bear from just under the nose all the way down to the belly. Just cut nice and steadily. There. Now, there we go. Now, carefully peel back cloth skin. Peel slowly so you don't rip it. Okay, when Teddy's open and the insides are fully exposed, you'll be able to reach in and remove the fillin'. Don't be squeamish, just get in there and start yanking it out. This is exactly the way you'll do a real animal, so don't waste this vital practice time. Now, let's start the all-important re-stuffing. Mix together equal parts of flour, cornstarch, papier-mâché, epoxy, and maple syrup. Before it has a chance to harden, cram it back into the empty cavity. Just pack it in there as tight as you can. Then, holding the front of the animal closed with your fingertips, have a friend stitch it up with a sewing machine. Don't worry about those seams being visible. We'll take care of all that later. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have. Be sure to tune in next time when we'll mount this critter in a real lifelike environment. Thanks for joining me today on Taxidermy in 2 minutes. I'm Simon Flexner.